Kat, got a question here for you from Andre, who says, why can a finger be passed through a flame and not burn? It's a stunt that people do to impress their mates. How do you do it?
Yeah, this is a fascinating thing to see. The first time I ever saw this done, this was done by my vicar at church. And I really, it's like, this man has come from God if he can do this. It was very impressive. The thing behind this is that basically candles aren't that hot. And also the other trick is to do it fast and through the right part of the flame, because you need to know a little bit about how candles work. And it all boils down to convection. Heat rises. So the top of a candle is actually much hotter than the bottom of a candle. If you ever try holding your hand over the top of a candle, you'll find out extremely fast, it's very, very hot. It's about sort of 600 degrees. But you can actually pass your hand through the bottom of the flame, because all the hot air is rising up, and the bottom of the flame is where the cold air from the room is being sucked in. So actually, the bottom of a flame is quite cold. You can stick your hand through, you get a bit of soot on it, but you can do that so long as you do it at quite a quick speed, and especially if your hand's a little bit wet or your finger's a little bit wet, because then you'll just kind of burn off the water rather than burning your hand.
Brilliant. So now you can go and impress your mates with that, but don't try it with a blowtorch or something.
No, not Bunsen burner, not a blowtorch, only a candle.